Well, I wanted to welcome you all and say, hey, guess what? We're here. There's going to be more that are joining us tomorrow, but a big percentage of us are here. And this is no small thing. I think most people can say that for getting themselves here and leaving work and all the roads and the wet roads. As I reflected, and as you know, our theme this week is Joshua, and just amazing how much work and how much energy has gone in to about 220 people from our church being here this weekend. And then I think, what if it was like 2 million, which was the nation of Israel when they were going to cross? And we're going to talk about that this weekend. 2 million! Just, it has helped me to feel grateful for the logistical hassles that we have at 220. But you all have been great. And I just wanted to start by, I think Greg mentioned this, but I don't know if you have this experience, even in coming up here, you have that experience of leaving behind sort of your day. How many of you here feel like you had a good day today? It was a good day. All right, good job. How many of you feel like, today was kind of hard? Today was a hard day. Yeah. Right, so a lot of us had good days. Some of us had really hard days. And the thing that's important for us to all, and no matter how old we are or what our day was like, is that we're here this weekend. And one of the really important things is that you know that the staff and an intercession and team and people have been praying for all of you and for this weekend for weeks. And praying for us to meet God. And one of the images that we've had, and I find this so interesting, was that God was going to give us a feast, a banquet this weekend, a banquet of relationships, of fun, of new friendships, of His word, of worship. And that the image in that is of food. And I find it so interesting that we come in tonight and there's just this beautiful spread of food. And not only do we have a good dinner here, but you come in and there's sushi, you know? I mean, it's like, yeah, now everyone's going to break for the back table. So you can wait till I'm done, but then you can break for the back table. If you didn't know, there's sushi back there. I mean, I just think it's such a picture of what God has for us. And so we want to start tonight for all of us in just making the transition and leaving behind sort of what our day was like and the things back down at home and receive what God has for us this weekend. To help you do that, if you feel like it would help you to even physically do that, you can write down on a piece of paper or you can come up. There's a little box right at the foot of the cross that we brought from our church this weekend. And you can actually write down the things that you want to leave behind, the things that you want to leave at the feet of Jesus so that you can be free to receive from Him, to welcome Him, to hear a fresh word, to be encouraged this weekend. So I want to encourage you, if that would bless you, to take some time, you know, it can be any time during the weekend. The cross will be there, the box is there, there's paper there. You could write those things and know that you can give them to God to be released to His care while you're here this weekend. So I just want to pray for all of us real, and I just want you to do that yourself. Release whatever, I don't know if you can even feel your body doing that. I felt that even getting here. I was driving up and praying for you all and wondering about traffic and everyone getting here safely and all the things that, and once you get here, there's a certain sense of release. But I want to pray for God's Spirit to come and really let us fully relax to welcome and to receive what God has for us. So let me pray for us. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you here. We know that you are the main host of this event. And that you are the one that's welcoming us here tonight. That you're opening the doors of this tabernacle for each one of us. No matter how old or young, that you're saying to us, you want to bless us. You want to pour yourself out on us this weekend. So we come to you and we say yes. We say yes. Even now, Jesus, in our minds, we lay at your feet the things that we're tempted to think about, the work that is undone, the projects that we could be working on, the things we ask now that you would help us to lay those down so that we could receive from you. Come, Spirit. I pray you'd even allow our bodies to relax now. our muscles, our shoulders, could feel ourselves settling in to our chairs. We welcome you, God. We lay these things at your feet. And we bless your name. Amen. Man, could you feel the peace in the room? That was deep. Thank you. That's my son. That's how he agrees with me. I wanted to mention one thing is that, as I mentioned earlier, our theme this weekend is Joshua. And you know we've been preaching on this, and the sermons have been focused and leading up to this weekend, and we're going to talk about what it looked like for the nation of Israel to cross the Jordan this weekend. One of the ways that we thought about trying to embrace and embody and connect with that whole theme is that we thought about the 12 tribes that God kind of brings together, that is the nation of Israel as they flee Egypt. And you'll notice that you each have some letters on your name tag. And what I want you to know is that those stand for one of the tribes of Israel. And in a few minutes, we're going to have a chance to get into those tribes in order to do something creative and to be together. And those tribes have been put together to try to reflect the various differences in our community here of ages or of different generations and experiences of life, because that's what it would have been like for the nation of Israel. And one of the things that I want to say is that one of the things I believe that this weekend is about each of us beginning and having the chance to make new relationships and new friends and get to know people in the church that we haven't met or known before. And so it's my hope that as you see who's in your tribe, that there'd be an opportunity there to get to know one or two or three of the people and maybe ask them a few questions over a meal, because the luxury and the beauty of this time is we've got meals and we've got play time and worship and hangout time like this, to actually ask each other some of the deeper questions, like, how long have you been a follower of Jesus? How did that happen? How long have you been in the church? And what is your experience of this church? And let it go from there. But that we would take the initiative, not only to receive from God, but also to take risks to initiate with others. So before I invite Ron, I just wanted to let you know that we're really eager and we're really glad that you all decided to come. We're really happy to be here, and we believe, and I believe, that God has something really significant for us as a church as we move forward. So I just wanted to open the kind of the conference and sort of to pray and to bless and to make this transition. And we'll be together again in the morning to really dive into the word.